Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen and win.
The game's national signing bonus.
This is huge. We're giving away over $250,000. A chance to win a grand.
You just won $1,000.
12 times a day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is the morning show on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, ahead of a busy weekend in Atlanta. Braves and Marlins open a series tonight at SunTrust Parks, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then, of course, Sunday going to be double trouble because we have Atlanta United back home at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Red Bulls in a game you can hear on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our pregame begins at 6:30 with Mike Connie and Jason Longshore, and the kick at 7 o'clock between the Five Stripes and the Red Bulls. And what do you know, the play-by-play voice of Atlanta United sitting across the
Mike.
Desk from you and I.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike Hunt.
How are you guys?
I'm good, man. How are you doing this
Good, morning? good. Getting ready for this match. I think it's going to be a good one on Sunday. The result they got last Sunday at Orlando City was high quality because they did it in such a hostile atmosphere. I think the Red Bulls are actually a little better than Orlando City.
I was about to ask you that. Red Bulls are 6-3, but that's not a true indicator of how good this team is, really.
Especially over the last couple weeks. They've won three matches in a row, and in that stretch, they beat New York City 4-0. A lot of people think New York City might be right there with Atlanta United as best side in MLS, and we saw them play to a draw, Atlanta United in New York City, a couple weeks ago. So a couple high-quality results in their last month. They've won on the road recently. In fact, as recent as last Saturday when they went out to Colorado and won. They score a lot of goals, and they defend well, and that's exactly what Atlanta United does, right? Both teams are plus 12 in goal difference. That's tied for first in MLS, okay? So they've been scoring a lot of goals. They've been defending extremely well. And I think for Atlanta United, the key for them on Sunday is going to be have a first half like you had last Sunday in Orlando. That was the best first half they've had all year. You don't want to let these guys hang around. You want to jump on them early and then get the crowd behind you and, kind of hope that that propels you to a victory. Because if they get a result here on Sunday, boy, they're really off and running. If you look at their next couple games on the schedule, they have some real tough ones coming up in mid-June, but you still have to play New England and Philadelphia in between. And suddenly, I mean, you could be 7-8 points clear of everyone in the East if you can really get on a roll here.
You know, speaking of the New York Red Bulls, Alejandro Gamarra has been a really, really good player for him. What makes him so good and what makes him so influential on the pitch for them?
I think their best player actually is Bradley Wright Phillips, but you're right. Kaku is very, very good too.
Kaku.
He's an Argentina.
That's his surname or whatever?
No, nickname? that's just his. I'm looking at their roster right now, and that's what they say his name is, Kaku.
Okay,
so we'll be calling him Kaku.
Kaku, gotcha.
He's probably their second best player. I think Bradley Wright Phillips is their best player. He's their Almiron, okay? So he has six goals, which is third in MLS along with Almiron. He's got, I think, five assists, which is fourth in MLS along with Almiron. Takes a lot of shots like Almiron. Won the Golden Boot 2 years ago in MLS, goal-scoring champion, basically, in MLS. Had a really, really effective game last Saturday night in Colorado. Had an assist in that match. They won that 2-1. I think that's the guy you got to worry about.
Okay.
You know, they've got a couple guys. Kaku is one of them that you really, really need to be careful with. But Bradley Wright Phillips, I'm curious, is he going to join that list now? And this is a growing list. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is on the list. Ignacio Paiotti is on the list. Dom Dwyer was added to the list last week of very scary attacking players for the opposition that have been completely snuffed out by this Atlanta United backline of Michael Parkhurst and Leandro Gonzalez Perez. If they can shut down Bradley Wright Phillips, Five Stripes could win this going away on Sunday.
It is Mike Connie. He is the play-by-play voice of Atlanta United. Joseph Martinez turns 25 today. Happy birthday to Joseph.
Happy birthday
to Joseph. And as you say, Bradley Wright Phillips, so one of the things that other teams have not been able to do is that. They have not been able to figure out a way Joseph Martinez creates a matchup problem in so many ways for other defenders. He just does. And because he does things in an unorthodox fashion, and he kind of, you know, bites them from behind their heels.
Well, what I like to say about Joseph is that he wouldn't have 8 goals if he wasn't getting the service that he's been getting from Almiron and Barco and Gressel and Garza. That, to me, is the key, okay? So the crosses have got to be there. The passes need to be perfectly weighted coming out of the middle third, which they have been from Nagbe. Nagby's also a huge
Nagby's
part of
it. Nagby's been so instrumental.
So, like, you're right. Everything you've said about Joseph is absolutely true, 100%. But if you put Joseph Martinez on Philadelphia Union or DC United, he doesn't score 8 goals because he's not getting the same quality of service that he's been getting from guys like Almiron, Barco, Gressel. I mean, go up and down the list. That's why it works. Martinez is a good player to have as your striker because he can convert those opportunities. He's converted 2 or 3 penalty kicks as well this year. But I think it's a testament to Atlanta United as a whole right now that they have the leading goal, or at least tied for MLS lead in goal scoring in Joseph Martinez.
All right, back to the back line, because you mentioned LGP. You talk about Parkhurst. We had Miles Robinson on the show this week.
Mm-hmm. He did great.
Yeah, he did great. I mean, 21-year-old kid and young man who played really well. And now you get Brad Guzan back.
Mm-hmm.
And so how big a deal is that? I think Christensen and Alec Cann did a good job.
Cann did a great job. Christensen did a good job given the circumstances. I think the only thing that really improves now is your communication gets a lot better. I mean, Guzan is kind of the quarterback of that back line. He's the one who sees things and tells people where they need to be and positions players in certain ways. And on set pieces, you know, they're kind of following his lead a little bit. So the communication, having that veteran back there, that really helps. I think Cann did a great job, by the way, on Sunday. I think Cann will play again this year, no doubt about it. To me, the story of the year has been Parkhurst. Parkhurst is going to be in the MLS Best 11. He's going to be an all-star. Leandro Gonzalez-Perez very easily could be an all-star the way he's played the last month or two. That's the story to me because, you know, if you want to win championships, guys, your all-stars need to do their thing. They need to be all-stars, and that's happened. Martinez has been great. Almiron's been great. Barco is living up to expectations. Nagby's been so solid. We expected all that. But when you want to win a championship, your role players need to have career years, right? I mean, you know this, Hugh, in football, in any sport. If your role players have career years and your all-stars are playing to their level, then you've got something special brewing. I look at this, Larenowitz having a career year. Parkhurst, Jason Longshore made the point on Stoppage Time Wednesday, if the USA were in the World Cup, Parkhurst might be going at this rate. Like, you would have to really look at him for the World Cup. He's played that well. Leandro Gonzalez-Perez having a great year. Chris McCann having a terrific year. And hopefully he gets healthy really soon. That's the difference between last year and now, I think, is that you're not only have you played together for 14 months, so you've developed that chemistry, but your role players are having career years to this point. And we're now maybe a third of the way through the season, 11 matches out of 34. So a third of the way through the season. Hopefully that continues. Hopefully they stay healthy. But I'm encouraged with what I see so far.
We look at this matchup with the New York Red Bulls. What do you think some of the key matchups are going into this game?
Well, I think, again, it goes back to Bradley Wright Phillips and can LGP, Leandro Gonzalez-Perez, smother him in the same way that he did Dom Dwyer last week. Mm-hmm. And it might be Parkhurst. And a lot of it depends on formation, too. I don't know. I would assume Atlanta United stays in the 3-5-2. They're 8-0-1 in the 3-5-2. They're 0-2 in the 4-2-3-1.
Yeah, all right, let's go with the other one. Let's go with the one that works.
I'm assuming they'll be in the 3-5-2, but I don't want to state that as fact. I don't know. But if they're in the 3-5-2, then, yeah, it's going to be incumbent on Parkhurst and LGP against Bradley Wright Phillips. It'll be LGP against BWP.
BWP.
And maybe we'll get OPP played over the PA system at halftime or something like that, just to kind of keep the letters going a little bit. I think that's the big matchup here.
Who's Kaku matched up with?
Well, you know, he's their number 10. So, I mean, it could be Parkhurst, could be Larenowitz.
Right.
But again, I think New York Red Bulls, they want to play attack-oriented soccer. They do a high press, a lot like what we saw from Chicago Fire, a lot like what we saw from Orlando City.
Right.
So they're going to be a high-pressing team. It's going to be kind of like going to the dentist a little bit. I mean, it's not going to be a lot of fun to play these guys, but if you come out of it with a shiny new tooth, then you know you feel
yeah,
like
but
it's
you know,
worth
you,
it.
You high-press this team at that shiny stadium, you know, you're asking for Barco or Almiron to get free
absolutely.
On
– absolutely, that's the risk. And quite frankly, Orlando City and Chicago Fire got burned a couple times doing that. So, you know, it's going to take overall team defending for 90 minutes. I think the 17s are a huge part of this, obviously. I mean, Atlanta United has been practically unbeatable when playing at even strength on the pitch at Mercedes-Benz Stadium really the last year and a half. You know, if Guzan doesn't get sent off against SKC, we're probably talking about an undefeated club at home. You know, maybe they draw with SKC, maybe they win it, I don't know. So that's going to be a big part of it, too. You want to have that atmosphere. It's a nationally televised match again. New York Red Bulls kind of like Orlando City in that they've had a good recent run. They're 6-3 now. They're kind of climbing that Eastern Conference table, but you're not 1,000% sure about them yet. They got that big win against New York City, but I think this is more of a prove-it game for them than it is for Atlanta United.
And how cool was it to have Will Johnson of Orlando City fined for the dive that he took in the screen?
Dive. I thought he should have been red carded, to be totally honest with you. I would have gone yellow for simulation, yellow for dissent, and get him out of there.
Look forward to it. Sunday night, 6:30 with the broadcast, and it all begins with a Facebook at 6, correct?
6:15, actually, on Sunday, because the game won't kick off until 7:15. It's nationally televised.
I got you. Oh, well, certainly.
There you go.
We'll make this correction.
You got a few extra minutes to get into the park, but we will be on the air at 6:30. I can promise you that.
Live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and, of course, live on Sports Radio 99 in the game. Thanks to Mike Conney. Hey, we're going to have our big golf shindig. It's going to be actually this year at Topgolf, and there are spots still available on our website at 929 The Game. It's Wednesday, June 6th. Come join us. Grady Jarrett's going to be presenting it. With Brian Jordan, Vic Beasley, Spoon's going to be there, Spikes, Ray Lewis is going to be there, Derek Shelby and more, and our whole team. It's Wednesday, June 6th at Topgolf. Register and hit a few golf balls with us at Topgolf on our website at 929thegame.com. TGIF with Sky next on The Morning Show on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.